Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, March the 1st, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Cabbage and Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Cabbage and Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. After years of denials, Hunter Biden finally acknowledges Joe was the big guy in that $5 million China deal. IRS to retrieve potentially hundreds of millions of dollars from Americans who failed to file tax returns. Democrat sheriff, where illegal immigrant accused of murder vows not to cooperate with ICE. And woman falls and breaks a hip but insists upon voting for Trump before getting into an ambulance. At long last, it happened. First son Hunter Biden affirmed during his Wednesday impeachment inquiry deposition that his father, Joe, was the big guy referenced in an email about a business deal with a Chinese state-linked energy firm that yielded millions for Biden family members and other associates, more than 3 years after the New York Post broke the story, but rejected the notion that Biden ever penciled in for a 10% stake. Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a member of the House Oversight Committee, told Breitbart, following Hunter's six-hour closed-door deposition on Capitol Hill, we showed him the email and he said, oh, that was after my father left office. The IRS announced yesterday a new effort aimed at boosting tax revenue from taxpayers who haven't filed returns for several years, with the initiative expected to net at least hundreds of millions of dollars. The new initiative focuses on 125,000 cases of taxpayers with annual incomes of over $400,000 who didn't file tax returns between 2017 and 2021. The IRS will soon start sending letters to the affected taxpayers at a rate of $20,000 to $40,000 per week. The elected Democrat sheriff of the Georgia county where illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra allegedly murdered nursing student Lakin Riley campaigned in 2020, saying he wasn't going to cooperate with immigration authorities on the deportation of illegal immigrants. John Williams, in November of 2020, was elected to Athens Clark County Sheriff and in an interview said it wasn't his intention when elected sheriff to cooperate with those detainers, he said. Our quote of the day, I will attempt day by day to break my will into pieces. I want to do God's holy will, not my own. Saint Gabriel Possenti. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
We've all heard the cliche, that's your bread and butter, meaning this is what you've gotten so good at and it's so important you can literally do it in your sleep or blindfolded. Well, that's what my Beast and Butt Rub is becoming to hundreds of American families, their go-to bread and butter seasonal. Try it and I guarantee it will become your family's favorite too. Use it on veggies, eggs, popcorn, chicken, and yep, pork ribs and butts. Pick up a bottle or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint David. According to tradition, Saint David was the son of King Sant of South Wales and Saint Non. He was ordained a priest and later studied under Saint Paulinus. Later, he was involved in missionary work and founded a number of monasteries. The monastery he founded in Menevia in southwestern Wales was noted for extreme asceticism. David and his monks drank neither wine or beer, only water, while putting in a full day of heavy manual labor and intense study. Around the year 550, David attended a synod at Brevi in Cardiganshire. His contributions at the synod are said to have been the major cause for his election as primate of the Cambrian Church. He was reportedly consecrated archbishop by the Patriarch of Jerusalem while on a visit to the Holy Land. He is also said to have invoked a council that ended the last vestiges of Pelagianism. David died at his monastery in Menevia around the year 589, and his cult was approved in 1120 by Pope Callistus II. He is revered as the patron of Wales, and his feast day is today. A South Carolina woman tripped over her own feet on the way to a polling place on February 24th. She broke her hip and refused to be loaded into an ambulance unless she could cast a vote in the state Republican primary for President Donald Trump. Valerie Johnson, who's now recovering from hip surgery at an area hospital following that fall in the parking lot on the way to the polling place in Lexington, South Carolina, told the Epoch Times she tripped over her own feet when she was hurrying in to vote for President Trump. Johnson, who's in her 60s, said she was in a great deal of pain after she fell, but was still determined to vote. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.